organisation that's doing that and doing it in fine style is the Lions Club, and they're having their 100th centenary this year, can you believe? And talking to us this morning from Newcastle Lions Club, gentleman who fits right in with his name, it's Peter Lyons. Good morning, Peter. You've got a long history with the Newcastle organisation. What are some of the things that you're most proud of that you've seen done with Lions Clubs locally?
Oh, good, Mark. Thanks for spending the time. No, we're embarked in a number of different areas at present, and the major one that we're working on at the moment in Lyons is helping people that are victims of domestic violence. We've just helped a group called Respectus and Nova for Women establish a refuge that has just been completed. We've spent almost 1,000 hours in refurbishing it, helping them refurbish it in conjunction with the other groups like the Sister Code and Rotary of Wall's End, and we've now got accommodation for 7 people available that are victims of domestic violence in very good, safe accommodation. We're just now embarking on stage 2, which is provision of up to 3 family units in the same area. To do it. So it's been a big effort over the last 12 months from Newcastle Lions and a lot of other people, but it's certainly come to fulfillment now.
Peter, it really looks like you're moving ahead. There's always a new project for Lions to get involved with. From your perspective, what does make Lions a great organisation for people to get involved with?
Well, I guess I can talk from personal experience, Mark, that it's only been 5 years I've been in Lions, and after I retired from corporate life, I looked for an organisation that was part of the community that actually I was confident that any funds that were raised, 100% went into the causes, and they did things. They were very agile, and the reputation of Lions was really enhanced probably as far back as 89, Newcastle Lions. In 89 with the earthquake, and you know, a day later after the earthquake we had $50,000 available and started to move people around before any government organisation got going. So I was looking for an organisation like that, and I was also looking for an organisation that was largely not related to any political or religious group, that looked for causes on their merits and not just to push another agenda. So yeah, that's how I selected Lions, and that's been delivered for me in spades. And one of the bonuses is it's part of a very large organisation. There's 1.6 million members across the world of Lions, and they're all celebrating the centenary this year.
Wow, that's a lot of people doing a lot of good work. And as you said, Peter, the organisation not pushing agendas of one way or the other, just looking for projects that will enhance the community and give people a bit of a lift up, and just getting in and right there and doing the good works. Now, there is the centennial dinner that's happening at the Merriweather Bowling Club, rather, on June 14. What are you expecting to hear on the night? Some good stories, I would imagine.
Yeah, we've one of the great stories for Newcastle Lions is, even though we're only a small club, we've got 3 members who've got 178 years of service between them, and we're celebrating that. If you do your maths, that's around 58 or 59 years for all of the 3 of them. They're very active members, so we're going to celebrate that. We're celebrating the fact that we've done some major fundraising for the second stage of this domestic violence refuge, and we're presenting a check to the people so they can build new kitchens of nearly $9,000 from our fundraising. And we've also got the pleasure of a guy called Barry Palmer, who's the only Australian ever to be president of Worldwide Lions Organisation. He's coming to give a keynote address, and we're making some presentations to others in recognition of the work that's being done right at this point in time. I just found out last night that the Lord Mayor, Newtelling Elms, is going to attend, and so it's going to be a very big night.
It will be a big night, and again, Peter, congratulations and on the night coming up, and thank you for the work that you've been involved with, and if you can pass it on to the other members as well, that would be greatly appreciated. Peter Lyons from Newcastle Lions Club, the centenary of Lyons, with that Merriweather dinner coming up on the 14th of June. 2NURFM, it's 9:27.